When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Okay, one at a time, please. One at a time. I just have to check your bags for security. Please, no. Stay back. There's no entrance to the conference unless you have the proper identification. Okay, all right. Next.
Yes, here's my identification. I am Professor Carstairs.
Professor Carstairs? The Professor Carstairs.
Oh, you've heard of me.
I have heard of you, sir. I'm sorry. I should have recognized you. I didn't mean to check your identification.
Oh, that's fine. It happens all the time. You're just doing your job.
But, hey, yes, you know, it's quite popular. I mean, everyone's here to see you.
Well, yes, it is a conference that I called.
Yes, indeed. Well, go ahead right in. I don't need to check your bag, sir.
You're oh, thank you.
Did you see that?
I'm sorry. I'm a little late here. I'm just checking in.
All right, can I see your identification,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, Professor Carstairs. What?
You're Professor Ronald Carstairs.
Yes, Professor Ronald Carstairs. You'll see my my identification is in order.
Yeah, this is. Just a second. Can somebody get that guy?
What guy?
That guy just went by.
What, me?
Yes, you. Can you come back here a second?
Me? I'm very busy. I am Professor Ronald Carstairs.
One moment. Get back over here, sir. All right, here you are.
I have no time for this.
Carstairs.
Bramblebury.
What?
So you two know each other.
Assuming my identity again, eh, Brambleberry?
Well, it's not hard. You leave your ID out on the desk all the time.
It's my calling card.
You have a calling card?
Yes, whenever I've been to a conference, I leave my ID to let people know I've been there.
Well, that just leads to identity impersonation.
All right, one second. I'm going to have to do a retinal scan, all right? Right over here. Step
all right.
up. All right.
How close do I have my eye has to...
It has to touch. It has to touch.
My eye has to touch your eye.
Listen, I used a hand sanitizer on the eye scanner, so there should be no problem with infection, but if there is, you can call us.
Okay, all right.
All right.
All right, stepping forward.
Right,
all right. Eye is on there. Right. And
this may be slightly uncomfortable.
Okay, no problem.
All right, here we go. Let's turn it on. Okay, that should do it.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Just run that through. Computer here. Alrighty. Oh, look at that. You're Professor Carstairs. All right. All right, sir.
Hold
it's
you.
It's your turn.
I brought my own retinal scan.
Oh, yep. You're Brambleberry. All right.
Welcome, everyone, to the conference. We're here today to hear the findings of Professor Carstairs and Brambleberry on the new the synthesis they've created of nuclear confusion.
Close.
Did I not get that right?
Nuclear confusion.
Yes, it's the opposite of fusion, which we are calling confusion.
That's right.
Yeah, it's anti-fusion.
Right.
Confusion.
Brambleberry, you call it confusion. I call it anti-fusion.
Well, some say tomato, and I say go to hell.
All right, I'm going to just moderate. I think we're ready for a couple of questions from the audience.
I have a question for Professor Carstairs.
Yes, you with the antenna. Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
That's me. I'm a huge fan, and I've been going to many of your conferences over the years.
Can you please ask your question? The Carstairs and Bramble's time is very valuable. We have lots of people to get to.
Professor Carstairs, my question is, why won't you return my calls?
I won't return your calls because you're a lunatic. You've broken into my home numerous times.
I've left you ham.
You've left me ham that is still partially alive.
It's a pig. You can make your own ham from it.
You see, you're just leaving barnyard animals in my home all the time.
Maybe you don't like ham. Maybe you like chicken. I don't know.
All right. Are there any more questions that for Professor regarding anti-fusion or confusion, as it's been termed?
Oh, yeah, I got a question over here.
All right. You, sir, with the scales.
Yeah,
go ahead.
This is a question for Professor Brambleberry.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm listening.
Brambleberry?
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Brambleberry, you say that confusion is the opposite of fusion.
Yes. What we're doing with the confusion device is that it actually forces things apart so very quickly that everything else from inside it gets sucked in, almost creating a black hole.
I don't know if my accent was to give it away, but I'm a layman, and I was hoping you could, explain in a layman's
terms. Of course.
Terms.
It creates a big vacuum that sucks everything into it.
Oh, okay, all right. Kind of like a Dyson or a Dirt Devil.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent analogy, Doctor. All right, well, it is time for the actual reveal of the device that you have brought with you, Dr. Carstairs.
Yes, Carstairs, I can't wait to see this.
All right, it's being brought in now on the anti-gravity hover platform.
Unbelievable. Look at the size of that
thing. All right, everyone, just watch your step. Oh, watch your toe there. Okay, good.
Colleagues, friends, laymen.
Thank you.
Person with antenna. I present to you a device I've fashioned to my own liking. This isn't exactly what we came here to see. It's so much more. I present to you the Lucid Device.
Whoa, sorry. Hold on a second. There's some confusion in the room, Doctor. I think people were expecting the name of the device. Could you restate that just for the record?
One would think that a professor would be able to speak more eloquently.
I got so nervous.
I'm assuming this is a very emotional moment for you.
This is my big dramatic reveal, and I flubbed it.
You're no longer my hero.
Culmination of his academic career.
I can't come back from this.
No, you can come back
from
this.
All right. Let me do this again. Scientists, world leaders, citizens, you've all come here to see this. I present to you something that will change reality as we know it. And
is it the Lucifer device?
Just let me introduce it.
Sure, go ahead.
It will alter our the way we look at geopolitics.
It's the Lucifer device, right?
I'm going to introduce this. This is my moment.
We only have the room till 4.
I write it down.
Pass that around the room.
This is the Lucifer device.
The Lucifer device. I'm sorry, what does that mean exactly?
It's a doomsday bomb that will send us not only outside of reality, but to hell itself. By using antifusion combined with fusion, I discovered a
Dirt Devil-like suction vacuum?
Yes, exactly.
That guy's got it. He knows what he's talking
scales
about.
Scales are smart.
Reality in a small test lab was sucked into this vacuum, this singularity, and on the other side, I witnessed hell itself. observe this short...
Demonstration video?
Demonstration video recorded in my test lab.
Is that an iPad?
Yeah, it's an iPad. Look, I'm just going to zoom it forwards.
Oh, yeah.
Scroll past these pictures of Olivia Munn.
Oh, she's hot.
Bang, she's half Vietnamese.
Oh, is she wearing a space helmet in that one?
Mm-hmm.
Hot.
Sweet. Okay, now I'm just going to get the YouTube and do a search for... I posted this on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Behold!
We're here inside the laboratory, and we're going to operate a small version of the Lucifer device. Our test subject, this mouse, is ready to be bombarded with anti-fusion rays. Activate the device. Go! The mouse has been changed into a slightly demonic mouse. Still the same size, just more demonic.
Oh, my thighs seem to be a lot bigger than they were before.
It's true. The mouse's thighs are a lot bigger. And now...
I feel like a kangaroo.
It's being sucked into the singularity.
Oh! What?
And now we have no way to stop this singularity.
There you go.
Well, that didn't really explain a lot about...
Have you got a singularity just... present in your lab?
Yes. Well, the lab kind of got, consumed.
Have you stopped it?
Yeah, stopped it?
Yeah, can you, it's, you mean there's a small black hole in your laboratory right now?
It's a small black hole.
But if you turn this Lucifer device on, won't it turn the whole planet inside out?
It will not only turn the entire planet inside out, but send us all to hell.
Professor Carstairs, I have a question. To do that, wouldn't you want a ham sandwich to go with it?
Oh, God.
I can go get one for you.
Fine, yeah. Would you? Would you please?
Okay.
Well, delegates, it's time to actually turn on the Lucifer device. I mean, that's what you're all
here for. Hold on a second.
Well, you paid your $5,000 admission fee.
No, I will turn on. This is why I came here. I'm not going to just turn it on.
You're not?
No, I'm going to turn it on if the world leaders of the worlds submit to my will.
Here we go.
Lest they face the wrath of the Lucifer.
Oh, God. How do you expect to be taken seriously if you can't even pronounce the name of your device?
Lucifer device.
Well done.
So, I'm waiting, Brambleberry.
Well, Carstairs, I'll show you my device that I brought with me.
Very well.
This is the Gabriel device.
The Gabriel
device? Gabriel device. Yes. It creates sunshine and happiness and heaven wherever it is activated.
Sounds more like the... Gabriel device.
Oh,
well, it's
snap.
Easy. It has been sanctioned to appear at Pride this year in Toronto. But I will turn this on and completely negate the effects of your Lucifer device, rendering it nullified.
Well, that's poppycock, Brambleberry.
Is it? Would you like to see the video of my test of the Gabriel device?
I'd love to.
Well, here it is right here.
On YouTube?
I just have my iPhone, though. I don't have an iPad.
Gabriel's gotta get, we got to come up here.
Can you guys gather around? It's
display
pretty small.
Is so small.
Make sure everyone can see in the back.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, here we go, and loading and play.
Okay, we're about to turn on the Gabriel device, and... activating the singularity. Here we go. There's a mouse. There's a ugly, mean dispositioned mouse with inflamed thighs. And we are going to now activate it.
Hooked on a feeling. I'm believing that you're in love with me.
Okay, and the mouse is dancing and he's wearing hot pants. And you know what? I don't think we're going to turn it off. I think we're just going to keep this going. Let's keep this party going!
And there it is. You can see how sunshiny and amazing things are when I turn on the Gabriel device.
Well, it looks like this is a complete standoff and intellectual titans here. You guys obviously have offset each other perfectly.
Oh, no.
Huh?
I will not turn on the Gabriel device unless the world leaders give me money to negate his Lucifer device.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is just have we received any calls from any world leaders?
This isn't going out live. No one is here other than the guy with the scales and your fan that left to go get a sandwich.
With the antenna.
I was told this was live.
Well, I had to put that on there to get, get people to show up.
And only two people showed up?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck it! I'm turning this thing on!
Oh, shit!
No! Yes! Observe! My Luminate device will now send us all...
I'm sorry, the witch
the
device?
Luminate?
The Luminate... The Lemonade? The Luminate device will send us all to hell!
And my Gabriel device will bring us all back in style.
Not likely, Brandleberry. Lucifer device! On! No! Gabriel device! On!
Well, that seems to have just balanced everything out.
Yeah, we're pretty much at the status quo here.
Hang on. Hang on. What's that? What's that tear in the fabric of space-time?
Oh, crap.
Is that the devil?
No.
Oh, God! It's a demonic mouse! Your mouse from your lab?
Hooked on a feeling.
Oh no!
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Brambleberry?
Yes, Carstairs?
We've created a giant demonic gay mouse.
Let's put him on YouTube.
Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Professor Carstairs, the scaly alien, and the iPhone video professor, Lee Smart as the security guard, the moderator, the mouse, and another mouse, and Nug Nargang as Professor Brambleberry, the ham sandwich alien, and the iPad video professor. Recorded at Song and Patter Studios in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Engineered and edited by Ted Sutton. Music by PlatinumLoops.com. When you think loops, think Platinum Loops. Illusionoid is participating in Movember fundraising. Go to the Movember webpage and search for Team Mo Illusionoid or find the link on our Facebook page. Also, be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, and your name may appear in a future Illusionoid podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Check us out at Illusionoid.com or join the Illusionoid group on Facebook and send your suggestions to us. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.